You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping it up here on sunny edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, reminding you to be sure to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday for Browns pregame coverage all season long, beginning at 11 a.m. All right, we got a couple more calls, and then we will be out of here. The Browns will fortunately return to work tomorrow, and hopefully they can go ahead and kind of get back to work, get things going here in a positive direction. Let's go to Kartik, I believe, in Hudson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I kind of agree with what John in Dallas, or if that's his name, what he said. I think when by taking Johnny out of the game, regardless of how good he is or not, you kind of take all the hope out of the team away, because no offense to Isaiah Crowell or Josh McCown or Cam Irving or Danny Shelton, there's no hope there. Johnny's the only guy with hope, and so I hope the Browns realize that they have to get an exciting product, because in a couple of weeks, the Cavs are going to start up, and then no one's going to care for Josh McCown to hand the ball off to Isaiah Crowell anymore, because it's boring.
That's true. I mean, that's a very valid point. And I get it. I get it. And I guess my concern, and the more and more I do this show, the more and more you and I talk, Nathan, and the more calls that we take, I can understand from an entertainment standpoint, or throw your hands in your air, in the air from frustration and just go, why not Johnny? I get it. I get it. And where my mentality comes from is I'm just trying to process as if I were a coach wanting to make the decision. And it's, and while Josh McCown's ceiling is not all extremely high, you know, his floor is, you know, safely not all that low. And from what we've gotten out of Johnny Manziel, it's like, you know, the splash play is entertaining. The 50-yard bomb to Travis Benjamin is entertaining. But can you do that each and every week? And that's the one thing that I question about Johnny Manziel, is can you put him in there, have him throw from the pocket, and manage a game beyond five Johnny splash plays and win?
I think you give him that's why you need the opportunity, so that he can become more proficient in kind of the mundane parts of quarterbacking as opposed to just all the splash plays. I guess it's what makes the argument when you look at Josh McCown's career, his entire body of work, that he's so great for winning.
Yeah.
You know, so why not play him? All right, George in North Olmsted. What's up, George?
Yeah, hi, guys.
How you doing?
We all apply for jobs. We present a resume, correct?
Yes.
Who looked at this resume of Josh McCown's and hired this guy? That's my biggest question, and I think it's the biggest question everybody in Cleveland is having right now.
I don't think Josh McCown's play against the Raiders is the reason that the Browns lost that game against the Raiders. I get it. I people around the NFL, not just the Browns, graded him as the top free agent. He had that great stretch in Chicago, and even last year played well when given protection, and you thought behind this line he would get protection and be able to be effective and efficient. His numbers were not bad in this game. He missed some throws early, but the reason the Browns lost to the Oakland Raiders isn't Josh. It's not Josh McCown.
No.
It was all the other things we've been talking about, this secondary, this defensive line, the inability to stop the run, the inability to get the quarterback, the inability to run the ball offensively, all the things that the Browns were supposed to do. Getting good quarterback play for this team and good wide receiver play, that should be a bonus based on the way that things have been set up. Tomorrow, the Browns will return to practice, and we will continue our coverage right here at 1 o'clock again for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, for our great producer, Dave DiNatale, for our writers from ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones, and for, of course, the great Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
No Brown said it.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.